Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
This is really dumb. I don't know anybody who's got $1.7 million in this room. But would any, if you had $1.7 million, would you buy Tupac's murder car? It's just a car that somebody died in. It's super fit. Dude. You have, I can't remember, it was the umbrella from, or some umbrella from Singing in the Rain, or so you have some piece of memorabilia, or you probably trashed that in your $12,000 eBay.
Mary Poppins umbrella?
Yeah, 18,000, but yeah.
Oh my God, stop it! You really made $18,000 selling your toys.
I did. I had to keep it under 20, otherwise I would have gotten taxed.
Wow.
So I nailed it. Anyway, back to your umbrella. What was this now?
No, but there are people who collect things like T-Hack collects shoes and watches. Watches not at the level that you want to be at.
Right. Someday.
Yeah.
Someday.
Because I tried to say the name of that one watch, and I was like, T-Hack wasn't in the room when we were talking about that.
Patek Philippe.
That.
Very nice.
What did I say? Patek? I said Patek Philippe or something. I said it. So I literally, and Steve's like.
Patty Phil.
But Tupac Shakur's car that he was shot in, it's a 96 BMW 750.
Yeah, and Suge was next to him. They didn't get killed, but yeah, Suge was
I thought Suge shot him. No, Suge shot.
Whoa, yeah. I'm not going to.
Do we think Suge's listening right now? Is Suge on the Odyssey app? From where's Suge?
I'm not taking chances.
Look at this room shutting down. Suge, it's me, Steve. Come after me. Nobody knows whose voice it is. Oh my God, I just had this huge fight with the reunion people on whose voice is what, and I just set myself back like 20 years.
You also reopened the East, West, East Coast.
Yeah. So that was really, which side was Tupac was West Coast, right?
He's West Coast, yeah.
Well, Tupac was friends with Biggie, and then they had the falling out, and then Tupac hooked up
Wasn't
with
Tupac
West Coast.
Born in the East Coast?
He's from New York originally, yeah.
Then so how does he get to be a West Coast rapper?
He was kind of a theater kid, and I love Tupac, so don't take this wrong or anything, but he was kind of an actor. He was in plays. He's more of a poet. He found a niche. He used it well, and it's not that he wasn't really a gangster, but he played that part up.
He was a very educated gangster. Yeah.
But just so that people don't hate you, T-Hack.
Mm-hmm.
T-Hack. This is the day where we say each other's names a lot. You're not saying this because you read some crap. Like you're into that. That's your genre. You love
hip hop, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, and then the beef, they used to be friends, Steve is right. Biggie and Tupac used to be really good friends, and then this East Coast, West Coast thing started, and they became enemies. And so
which team, we don't have to do all of this, but Suge was on West?
West.
Mm-hmm. And then P. Diddy was on?
East, New York.
Okay.
Yeah, with Biggie. So, those
so
two
we think the people that I mentioned that aren't dead are the ones who made the people dead? Allegedly?
They allegedly may have been potentially someone involved.
Somewhere involved.
I mean, okay. But why do people, what if you're somebody who's got $1.7 extra million dollars, what are you going to do with that?
Right. Wouldn't even think. Maybe there's these morbid places that buy things like this. Maybe they
do. Well, because me being morbid, kind of cool, but the car's been restored, so there's no bullet holes.
There's no blood in it.
Yeah, why would I want it?
Right, it's just a car. That's all it is now.
But there's no.
I expected more. It's not even
1.7. But I just you're gonna drive it around, then you're devaluing it as an. But you couldn't start a Tupac museum and have people just walk in and go, There's the car. Like, what? That could have been. What 80. Do you get out of that?
See, that's the thing. What do you get for your 1 point?
I don't know. I would think Steve would be the only one, because not only are you into memorabilia type stuff, but you also don't care about if somebody has died in a house or a car.
That's true.
I would drive that thing around. If I bought it, I would get my use out of that. Yeah.
Because it's one of those. Do you remember? It's so stupid and nostalgic, and maybe not everybody, but when. It was on Seinfeld when he thought he bought John Voight's old car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was actually just John Voight at dentist.
Yeah.
But he found the John Voight owner. It's like, but he was so proud to have had that. And it's like, and like I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Like, I had a guitar that was signed by Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi. I had it for about 18 seconds till I sold it to somebody who is dumb enough to give me more money than the guitar was worth.
Like, someone will buy this car.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just need to know where it ends up. Because what was the last thing that went? Was it Elvis or some or Washington? Yes, I just mistook Elvis and George Washington. But it was locks of hair.
Oh, Elvis again. Bags.
Bags of hair. Yeah. First off, okay, who's...
That was authenticated. Elvis.
Who's holding on to it?
Who's like, authenticating it?
And you display it? Do you,
smells like it. It was Elvis.
Right, it's black and it's like, I don't...
That is just weird.
But was it the barber? Was like, as soon as he leaves, like... Swept it up and kept it in a bag.
You
all
are
these
right
years?
About George Washington too. That
somebody had it like a little clip of ponytail
a
lot, or something.
Yeah, a little.
And
bit.
And it sold for like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
For what? Like, is there DNA in it? Can we Jurassic Park him and like bring back Washington? I just don't get why people buy crap like that.
That is. I was a little fascinated when they did put this car. I'm like, and it's restored. Who cares?
But can you? I mean, maybe we shoot it up.
All right,
I know that's a little dark, but we can unrestore it.
Like an event, like when they used to smash the cars.
Sort of. Except then there's guns. And we can have P. Diddy out. He can show us exactly.
I think I'll stay at home.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.